The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition. We made it, Dominic. Airing of the grievances, all that kind of stuff.
Happy Friday to you, Crudy Rich, working hard on the border for our audience. We made it, baby. It's been a long week, but it's better for us than it has been for the former guy. Happy Friday, Crudy.
I saw the former guy. Happy Friday, Dom. Happy Friday, Rich. Guess who else is coming to town, Dom? And I don't mean Santa Claus. Joe Biden.
Uncle Joe's coming back to Wisconsin. I saw that.
Well, let me inform the audience, in case they're not as blasé as you are, about the president coming to town again. Joe Biden to make his fourth trip to Wisconsin with Racine visit next week. Our pal Jesse Apoyan reports President Joe Biden will return to Wisconsin for a fourth time in 2024. Let's see. January, February, March... April, and we just turned into May, so what, 4 out of 5 months? That doesn't even include the vice president. Biden, a Democrat, plans to visit Racine on May 8th, where he will deliver official remarks, hopefully better than I, and then hold a campaign event. That means fundraiser, Dom, I suspect. The trip follows Republican former President Donald Trump's second stop in Wisconsin this year. That was my foray to Waukesha County on Wednesday, Dom. That
you're famous, dude.
I am. Let's not talk about that yet, though. Famous for all the wrong reasons. Yeah. President Biden is showing up yet again to speak with Wisconsinites about the issues that matter most to us, including Dom, his administration's historic investments in our communities, economic gains made under his leadership, and he and Vice President Harris's commitment to defending fundamental freedoms. Garen Randolph, we know him, Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign Manager, said in a statement, Wisconsin voters will show up for President Biden and Vice President Harris this November, just like they did in 2020. Dumb, I gotta say, they're coming around a lot.
Yeah, they are. And I certainly hope people show up for Biden like they did last time around. You know, you're 6 months out. A lot of things can happen. It's certainly both candidates taking Wisconsin very seriously. Biden perhaps a little more seriously. He's coming around a little more than Trump. But as mentioned, Trump's been pretty busy these last few weeks.
Dominic, as Biden continues to campaign across the country, Trump has spent much of his time in a Manhattan courtroom. Never forget.
Cold.
Never forget our enemies want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. I'm never going to let it happen. That was part of Trump's statement in Waukesha. Sort of a sidewinder of a 90-minute speech he gave down at the Expo Center.
You know, I mean, that's factually incorrect. People aren't trying to, quote-unquote, take away Donald Trump's freedoms. He's being charged and held responsible for fraudulent crimes and denying people election information, you know, those kinds of things. These aren't coming out of nowhere. I mean, he has signatures on the checks.
They haven't gotten to that as an evidentiary thing. They haven't yet gotten to the checks and the signatures, Dom. But here's what Trump would say. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. It's all about the audience, Dom.
Again, that makes no sense, but okay.
We'll never let him silence you, our fair audience, either. 844-967-2789. Dom, the Biden campaign has highlighted its commitment to Wisconsin. Yeah, keep coming around.
Yes, they have.
Noting that this is the first time the Democratic presidential nominee has made Milwaukee a state campaign headquarters in at least two decades. The site is one of 46 general election offices across the state. That's a lot of office space, Dom. According to the campaign, including one in Racine. The Biden campaign also noted the Republican National Committee declined to renew its lease. The Republicans did not renew their lease at its Hispanic Outreach Center in Milwaukee's Southside Lincoln Village, and the location is slated to become an ice cream shop. I wonder if Joe Biden would go over there then.
Oh, definitely. He loves his ice cream.
You know, one of the more important questions asked around here, Dom, what's your favorite kind of ice cream? Let me read on. First Wisconsin rally of the 2024 election was in Green Bay early last month. There, he attacked Biden over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Yeah, so what? Wisconsin is one of just a handful of states that will decide the next presidential contest. And Biden and Trump are locked in a tight rematch of 2020. Marquette University Law School poll has Trump leading Biden 51-49, well within the margin of error. But Tom, here's the interesting part. Doesn't matter what the polling says. Really matters what happens at the polls this November. But it's interesting, when Donald Trump was here the other day in Waukesha, did a little interview, Journal Sentinel. You know, he didn't come out the Trump imposter. I'm pretty sure it was an imposter. Came out and did, you know, parking lot interviews with guys like Crudy. So I got the Trump imposter, and I got Mike Lindell.
Are you sure that was Mike Lindell?
Well, it has been politifacted. We'll get to that, Tom. We'll get there. Don't drag me into that conversation yet. But what Trump failed to promise was to honor what the outcome of Wisconsin's electoral count this election year. He's denied the outcome of 2020 for the last 4 years, Tom. What about next time? No promises, basically, right?
He also reiterated here in Wisconsin just the other day that he actually won Wisconsin and many other places. That interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that went national as well. It was written up in the New York Times also. A little follow-up to that, Molly Beck, Allison Durr, Joey Garrison over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Biden pledges to accept election results after Trump wouldn't commit without conditions. President Joe Biden's
pledges.
The results of the November presidential election, a day after his Republican opponent refused to do so without conditions during a campaign stop in Wisconsin. Former President Donald Trump, in an interview with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Wednesday, would not commit to accepting the results of Wisconsin's presidential election in November if he does not win, while continuing to promote the falsehood that he won the Badger State in 2020.
Everybody knows I won.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden, quote, will accept the will of the American people when asked about Trump's comments. There's no place for putting yourself above your entire country. That is a commitment from the president, she said. As in 2020, voters this fall will have a choice between Biden and Trump, who unseated Trump 4 years ago. Wisconsin, one of a handful of swing states. We know this. Trump's refusal to accept the results of the last presidential election in Wisconsin and his new comments placing conditions on when he would accept the results of the next election come as Republicans are seeking to persuade GOP voters to restore their trust in the state system of elections and embrace absentee voting. The Republican Party's in disarray. There's no evidence to support that Wisconsin's election was tainted by cheating or fraud in 2020. The results have been confirmed by recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties that Trump paid for, court rulings, a nonpartisan state audit, and a study by the conservative legal firm Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty, among other analyses. If everything's honest, I'll gladly accept the results, Trump said Wednesday. If not, you have to fight for the right of the country. Whatever that means.
But if everything's honest, right to party, Dom.
But if everything's honest, which we anticipate it will be, a lot of changes have been made over the last few years. But if everything's honest, I will absolutely accept the results. And of course, was everything honest last time in 2020? Because he hasn't yet to accept those results. And now that he's not accepted the results, he's claiming that he's been vindicated. All the things have come out. There's massive fraud. Actually won Wisconsin and many other places. So of course, if he doesn't win, it won't be fair. It won't be honest if Trump doesn't win. That's, of course, the issue we have right now.
844-967-2789, an early innovator. Tom from McFarland, welcome to the Friday Political Party Man. Got a grievance?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Actually, just an observation. You know, when Trump says that they're trying to silence him, but he'll never let them silence you, I think you ought to put a caveat to that. You know, unless you're protesting him, or marching against human rights abuses. And then he's going to lob tear gas grenades at you as if they were paper towel rolls.
There was one protester in Waukesha, rapidly exited from the room, and he did the old, he's being sent home to his mother. She's going to be so embarrassed. I don't know if that's how he plays the protesters at his events these days.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Yeah, you know, the walking through what, Lafayette Park in DC on the way to the church when they tear gassed, you know, peaceful protesters just hanging out.
Only because they had it coming.
I mean,
wrong place, really wrong time. Get out of my way. I got a photo op.
I gotta hold the Bible upside down in front of a church, you know, upside down crosses. Isn't that the symbol of the Antichrist? I mean, you're the religious folks. You tell me, man. I don't know. I'll never let them silence you. Come on. I'm doing this for you. Are you really? No, you're not. You're not. He's not in this for the service, unless it's community service, which he may have to do some in the future.
Community service? Do you want this guy doing community service? Really? Really?
Yes, picking up cigarettes along the side of a road to chain gang. I'd love that.
We'll see. Dom, the voter fraud. It's real.
What?
There was a conviction and sentencing. A former elections commissioner, right? Right here in the state of Wisconsin, Zapata. That case has come to resolution. We'll share the outcome. And you can always be a part. 844-967-2789. Is this rat? It is rat.
It is.
Was Milton Berle also in this? Or was that just round and round?
I think he was in a couple of the videos.
I feel like he was in this one as well. More Devil's Advocates. Probably no Milton Berle on the other side.
$2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio. So happy Friday to us all. Join us on the lines, airing of the grievances. That's our tradition on Fridays. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, perhaps I said commissioner, Wisconsin. Specifically, Milwaukee election official given probation, fine in military ballots case. Allison Durr at the Journal Sentinel reporting a former Milwaukee elections official was ordered to serve 1 year of probation. Come on, man, I got 2 years. And pay a $3,000 fine Thursday afternoon for ordering three military absentee ballots under fake names ahead of the 2022 midterm elections and having them sent to a state legislator known for embracing conspiracy theories. Yeah, we mean you, Janelle Branchon. The criminal charges against Kimberly Zapata, 47 in Milwaukee, came at a sensitive time for election workers across the state and the nation. 2 years after former President Trump lost the 2020 election and sought to sow doubt in the validity of election results. In his sentencing argument Thursday, the prosecutor referenced the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol that followed Trump's false claims that the election was stolen from him. Zapata's defense attorney, however, contended her actions did not resemble those of the people who participated in that attack, And the Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge, Corey Ashley, was cautious about casting blame on Zapata for mistrust in elections. The state referenced the climate around election fraud and tensions are high, Ashley said before handing down her sentence. Ms. Zapata is not responsible for that. She did contribute to it. What say you, Salvia?
I think, I don't know. I hate to see people like thrown in jail. I mean, I get it. What she did was wrong, certainly. But this seems a little light. I mean,
it is a felony.
Dan Adams, again, the attorney for Zapata, Urban Milwaukee, writing up, quotes him. The paradox is that my client, being such a stickler for rules and procedure and fairness and equality in the electoral system, sought to, I call it whistleblowing, but just point a lantern at what she saw as something that was not a fair aspect, a very small flaw, but a flaw indeed in this ballot request issue, Adams said. Speaking just before the sentence was handed down, Zapata said she regrets her actions in 2022, which stemmed from a complete emotional breakdown. She says she has autism spectrum disorder, which makes it difficult for her to regulate emotions, sensory input, and thought processes. When somebody uses my name, I want them to think of good qualities and the good things I've done, Zapata said. I don't wish to be forever attached to what I did in that 8-minute window of my life. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Corey Ashley called it a difficult case. The judge said that while Zapata may have thought she was exposing a loophole in the state's online voting system, she does not see her as a whistleblower. I think you had legitimate means to go about solving an issue that you identified, and I think you took a shortcut, Ashley said. I think that's oftentimes how crime happens, Ms. Zapata. A shortcut was taken. In addition to the probation term, the judge gave her a $3,000 fine.
The judge did say that Zapata acted or did not think that Zapata acted with nefarious intent. I don't think she acted with nefarious intent. I'm not happy that they use autism spectrum disorder as a rationale or a defense in this case. And ultimately, you know, is she a criminal? Yeah, technically she is. Through her felony conviction, isn't she banned from effectively voting for the next year at minimum? I mean, she could not vote
probation. In
this election cycle at minimum. And then she's got to what? I don't mean to be unclear, but I thought she had to actually seek to have her voting rights restored as a felon. I might be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, lawyers. 844-967-2789. Do I have Google? Yes. Do I have an audience that can correct me as readily with their own Google and their sharp brains? Probably. Oh,
our audience would never correct you, Curdy. Come on.
They do it all day, every day. I'm getting little text messages all day. You got that wrong.
There have been a couple months in jail. Could there have been something more?
Maybe a week in jail. 1 week. You know, not enough to disrupt one's life. Maybe they gotta. I would say a week in jail is thoroughly enough to scare most people straight. I would have liked to have seen as a term of her probation, some small period of time, perhaps spent in a Milwaukee County Huber facility. Assuming she is gainfully employed these days, no longer as a elections official.
Yeah, she was fired, obviously, from that job. She was found guilty of 3 misdemeanor counts of election fraud and 1 felony count of misconduct in office during the 3-day trial in March.
Well, in the whole scheme of things, I think this is small potatoes. I am frustrated that it cast further doubt on the electoral system. But ultimately, no, I don't want to see this lady have some serious, serious consequence. I don't think more than a harsh slap on the wrist might be merited. Yep. Maybe slightly harsher than, you know, the probation. But the felony, that's pretty harsh. I mean, that goes down on your permanent record. She's not going to be able to get financial aid in college anymore.
She sent these to what? Janelle Brandon, Wisconsin State Rep. Janelle Brandon.
Alleged felon.
Herself for what? Circumventing campaign finance laws by helping funnel money to county Republican parties that would later direct them specifically to Adam Steen's campaign. And they did it. They wrote the district number and the memo on the checks. You know, that kind of thing. Very Scott Walker-ish style, in my opinion. And apparently because what? The recordings, they don't think they can use the recordings, so they're not going to prosecute Janelle Brandon for her activities? It just seems like if this lady, and she should be punished, so should those who engage in that conspiracy to circumvent our very specific and clear established laws on campaign finance in the state of Wisconsin.
And don't get them started on the fake electors. It is Friday. We air the grievances. Yours could be next. Dial us up. 844-967-2789.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, airing of the grievances. Yours are welcome here, 844-967-2789. Dom, I did see that article you brought to my attention. I'd have circled around to the Raw story eventually, but I think it's a good direction to go now.
So lead it. I got the original reporting, and I got some notes on that. But what it was, let's see. This
the corporate sponsors are not, let's just say, embracing RNC MKE 2024, Dom. The Republican National Committee is coming to Milwaukee. And, of course, the Dems were supposed to come here, Dom. Hell, we lobbied Tom Perez hard for years to get that thing in Milwaukee, and it never really came to fruition, the pandemic and the such. And I've always said this Republican decision to come to Milwaukee 4 years later, the ultimate troll, right? They're just basically giving Milwaukee and the Democratic Party, because Milwaukee's a pretty Democratic city, but really it's a double finger, because not only is it an important place where Democrats need to turn out the vote to effectively win the state of Wisconsin, which is always a coin flip. It went from Trump over Hillary, as we all have nightmares about, to Biden narrowly over Trump. And of course, it's one of the few swing states that really, really matter here again. So you think, with all the attention on this big political party, Tom, you think the corporate sponsors would be coming out of the woodwork? I mean, they sponsored it in Cleveland. They didn't have big issues the last time around, but this time, some reluctance, apparently. Raw story, I'll get us started, Dom. Fearful of a potential consumer backlash and guilt by association. Yeah. I often think of that. Corporations are heeding the advice of corporate consultants and keeping their distance from the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee, where Donald Trump will likely be. I like how they still have a caveat, even though he's the nominee, likely be coordinated as the 2024 presidential nominee. According to a report from CNBC, advocacy group Color of Change has put potential corporate sponsors on notice, Dom, that they will be singled out for linking themselves to a party that will be backing the embattled ex-president who's facing 88 criminal indictments, 88 felonies, Dom. A little bit more with Color of Change, Rashid Robinson cautioning, I want to make it clear that this is something we are paying attention to. The report notes that risk-averse corporations are taking note and so far taken a pass on the July gathering of Republicans in Wisconsin. NBC News interviewed more than 15 major corporate fundraisers and consultants with corporate clients. Many expressed concerns, Dom. I'm very concerned over a charged political climate that they worry could backfire on their brand, or where an investment would not pay off. You know, who can afford to not have their ad dollars pay off, Dom?
Right.
Some said they feared being tied to Trump, given the litany of criminal charges against the former president. Others said the environment is too fragile, given the unrest exploding at college campuses across the country. According to Greg Goldner of Resolute Consulting, the 88 counts against the former president, Donald Trump, what we see today with college protest, all of this has made C-suites very reticent, very deliberate with how they want to engage, if at all.
If at all.
Don, one lobbyist suggested convention sponsorship may not be worth the money spent, no matter the nominee, explaining, I think the deal is there's less interest in the conventions because they're basically a big TV show. People are sort of like, do I want to pay extra attention to be on the TV show? What's the value of this thing? I don't know. What is the value? A little bit more. Trump and the baggage that comes with backing him was most often cited as the consideration by many of the corporate sponsors and donors, consultants, indicative of the Republican struggle to reel in some of the corporate sponsors that have traditionally been willing to back the GOP convention. According to CNBC's Brian Schwartz, some donors to previous Republican conventions over the last decade have yet to move ahead with any plans to support the big GOP event in Milwaukee out of fear of a public outcry for backing Trump, according to four people familiar with the matter. They don't want to spend the money on Milwaukee, Dom? What's the problem? Right?
CNBC, from the body of that piece, Curdy, there are eight Wisconsin-based companies listed by Fortune magazine as among the 500 largest U.S. businesses, including Pfizer. Wall Street Journal reported that Northwestern Mutual, a Wisconsin Fortune 500 company, is participating and financing the event. The company later told NBC News that it is not donating to the convention itself, but rather part of the host committee organization focused on local economic impact to Milwaukee. The host committee is run by Priebus and Ted Kellner, a longtime Republican donor, Republican donor and friend of President Joe Biden. Three of the seven other Fortune 500 companies headquartered in Wisconsin confirmed to NBC News that they're supporting the Republican convention this year, but they did not provide many details. As we did when the Democratic National Convention was in Milwaukee in 2020, the company is providing financial and facility support, which is necessary for a host city to successfully stage a convention of this magnitude, spokesman for WEC Energy Group said. The company representative would not say how much financial support it's providing the host committee. WEC Energy Group said it would provide an in-kind support through the use of our facilities near the convention. Two other companies, Pfizer and Manpower Group, would not say how much money, if any, they'll give directly to the convention host committee or the Republican National Committee to help fund the convention. A company spokeswoman from Pfizer. Pfizer has a commitment to corporate nonpartisanship, and in 2024 will sponsor both the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. A representative from Manpower Group told NBC News the company is supporting the convention through donations to the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. We have not directly provided funds to the RNC, but rather MMAC has provided funds on our and others' behalf, just like they did for the DNC, a Manpower Group spokeswoman said.
I've heard one corporate sponsor, big, for the RNC MKE 2024, Grindr. 844-967-2789. Nick from Madison. How you been, conservative Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Here's what I was thinking. Since it's, grievances on Friday, Kurt, I had a problem with what you were saying yesterday. I couldn't call because I was in the car, but here's the thing. If you don't want to be seen as anti-Semitic, don't say anti-Semitic things.
Okay.
And that's the problem that I have with all these quote-unquote protests. They're not protests. It's cosplaying.
It's what?
But
cosplay?
It's cosplaying, yes.
Sorry, I'm not a furry, but please continue.
It's kind of ridiculous, I think. And, I mean, they're not accomplishing anything. And the thing is, I have a real problem with mass rape that happened on October 7th. I have a real problem with that. And these quote unquote protesters have no problem with that, apparently.
Nick, that's not at all. No one's for mass rape, Nick. And the fact that you bring it up,
no one's brought it up.
What's that, dude?
No, we know there were atrocities, certainly, Nick. We're aware of that. And we talked about the deaths as well. And obviously there's the reaction from Israel.
Can I be supportive of humanity with not being for mass rape, Nick? Is it okay? Can I be for the people of Gaza without being supportive of the atrocities that happened, dude? Do you think that's... Can I hold both of those thoughts?
Absolutely. But you have to also accept the fact that Hamas... hide themselves in civilian populations.
Sure.
That's what they do.
Sure. And MAGA hides themselves in civilian populations too.
They are evil, evil, evil people. I've dealt with these people in real life.
Okay. What's your greater point, Nick, that protest is bad? That's your grievance?
I'm not saying protest is bad. No. Well, my grievance is that they have every right to protest. And I, as a person, have
as long as
right
you agree with their point of view,
say that they're stupid. No.
Well, yeah, you can say that, right, Nick. Let me ask you.
They're stupid.
I would
thoughtful assessment, man.
But let me ask you this: you talked about if you don't want to be called anti-Semitic, don't say anti-Semitic things, and of course that's logical.
Yeah.
Condemning the Israeli government led by Netanyahu. Is that anti-Semitic?
No, not necessarily. No.
Not necessarily. Okay, because I want to be very clear. Because I think you can be certainly critical of the government that is Israel. And I think there's Israelis that don't like what's happening in their government. It's like there's a lot of people don't like what's happening in our government. These things happen.
Let me ask you a different one.
Absolutely.
Let me get one more out there, and then you tell me if you think this is anti-Semitism. Jews will not replace us. Is that anti-Semitic?
No, of course it's anti-Semitism. And Kurt, can you tell me if this is anti-Semitic?
And of course, I quote the protesters at Charlottesville. But please continue.
Well, Kenny, is this anti-Semitic? From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They're leaving out two words, actually. Of Jews.
Okay. And the Jews have flipped that around as well, Nick. So what's the point? Unpopular speech is still protected speech. In America, dude, it is. That's the First Amendment. And you can think they're stupid and you can disagree with their position. But you know what? The ACLU will stand with the KKK if they want to go out on the street corner and protest, dude. And in my entire life, Nick, I've always stood with the ACLU and the right of the protest and the right of the First Amendment. And you can say, well, they're not accomplishing anything. Well, Nick, you weren't their target audience anyways, man. You don't have any policies to solve in your backpack, buddy. You know what I mean? They're not trying to win your heart and mind. They're trying to win Joe Biden's or those that are policymakers and say, hey, Joe, if you aren't considerate of us, I mean, the college Democrats came out yesterday and said, if Joe Biden doesn't change policy, we're not voting for you, Joe. The college Democrats said that. I think they're trying to influence Joe Biden, not Nick, from Madison.
Hey, I got Nick, you. Okay. We can agree to disagree on this. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you. Do you think the point of trying to get your university to divest from Israel, much like the South African effort years ago, is that illogical? Is that something worthwhile? Do you think that's something that they should have the right to do? And do you agree with them?
I think they have a right to do it. I don't agree with it at all. I don't think that's even a fair comparison.
How about divesting from petroleum companies?
Divesting from South Africa, okay? That was apartheid. That was blacks did not have rights. In Israel, Arabs
what rights
do
the Gazans have, Nick?
20% of Gazans had rights on October 6th. Before they did the mass rape that I talked about on October 7th.
Yeah. That's why I'm cutting you off, because you went back there. Thank you. Have a great weekend, Nick, but I don't need to hear about it, because that is not a necessary talking point to establish some sort of moral supremacy here. you are better than the protesters, because a third group, Hamas, did some really, some atrocities. So therefore, college kids in America have no right to protest. They're stupid. We throw out the First Amendment, and they cannot possibly be supportive of the people of Gaza, the humanity of Gaza. Can I be supportive of both the Israeli people and the Palestinian people, man? Because they're all just freaking people, Nick. But, you know, pick sides. 844-967-2789. You better pick the Devil's Advocates. You better pick Rudy.
Oh, come on. There's two of us, man. You can go with Dom. That's okay. 844-967-2789.
Or you can go third party with Rich.
Yeah. Rich will get you. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday, airing of the grievances going on right now. You can join at 844-967-2789.
You know, I'm starting to get frustrated and a little sick of conservatives suddenly finding Judaism. Suddenly they're all worried about the anti-Semitic talk in the nation. But they're all fine with what happened at Charlottesville. The Jews will not replace us. That's why I brought it up, Nick. You know, you don't tell me about Middle Eastern atrocities, but be okay with the guys marching with the tiki torches and the khakis. And I'm not saying, Nick, I don't know what's going on in your heart or mind. But I'm telling you, I have heard so many right-wing talk radio hosts and so many conservatives, and maybe I spent too much time with the Trumpsters this week, Dom, but yes. Suddenly they're also GD concerned about the Israeli people and the Jewish people. And I'm thinking, where did you find this? Because this is a new attitude. 844-967-2789. Suddenly it's the most important thing. How can these Palestinian protesters, they are inherently anti-Semitic, I hear. Well, if you say something anti-Semitic, that's bad. I agree. But you can't, you can say whatever the hell you want about Palestinian people. I mean, quite frankly, this was never my fight. But I got to tell you, when the protests start, I stand by the First Amendment and the right to protest. Even if I don't think this is the best look for Joe Biden in a presidential year. So what? History is going to happen. But don't tell me, oh, because of the mass rapes. Okay. Who condones mass rapes, man? Don't tell me it's the college kids out here on campus sitting on Library Mall. Don't tell me that. I don't believe it.
844-967-2789. And can we also just address what's not ever addressed? Religion. Religion.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Russians raping Ukrainian women, but go ahead.
No, yeah, right. That's different. Well,
No, I don't hear any Republicans out there on the Hill or on right-wing talk radio or calling into this show saying these poor Ukrainian women, they've had their children taken away from them and taken back to Russia. But you don't hear any of that talk. Well, we spend too much. Let's worry about our own border. Right? Hear that crap all the time because that's the latest talking point on the Fox News. You know, why are you worried about one country, the Jewish people's women, Nick, and nobody advocated for mass rape? But when it happens in the Ukraine, man, well, you know, we're spending too much money. Let the Russians do what they will. I mean, that's the attitude of your presidential nominee. Talking about mass rape, meet Trump. 844-967-2789. Should be all fired up on a Friday. Should be day drinking already on a boat somewhere. Steve from Lodi, welcome. What do you got for us, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
I have no problem with them out there protesting. What bothers me is, why don't they have signs out there saying save Gaza and eradicate Hamas?
You know, what if we don't?
Hamas is the one that needs to be eradicated. So,
okay, but eradication by definition, and when you've got Hamas living amongst a civilian population, and you're talking about eradication, Steve, that becomes genocide really, really quickly, sir. That becomes 35,000 dead Gazans, not all of whom are, you know, like a third. When polled, my understanding is a third of Gazans supported Hamas. More than a third of Americans support the MAGA movement. What happened on January 6th? I'm sorry.
The rest are afraid to fight them, right?
Afraid to fight who? I'm sorry, Steve. I was too busy ranting.
Hamas. The Gazans are afraid to fight Hamas because they're, you know, pretty much the mob there. So,
well, they're the human shield, and my understanding is Gaza is not exactly the affluent area. Think more barrio. Think more, you know, Skid Row relative to what the Israelis have. I don't know, man. Guess what, Steve? I'm not a Middle Eastern expert. And I'm not going to.
I'm not either.
And I'm not qualified to know who's in the right or who's in the wrong. Certainly, the atrocities of Hamas, that's damn wrong. Supporting not killing other people, that's a principle I'm going to stand by. Let's be done with the killing.
Yeah.
Let's end. Let's have a ceasefire.
He's a Republican.
Well, and how do we know that this isn't the tail wagging the dog, considering the guy's up on corruption charges? I mean, if it was Donald Trump, think of it here. After 9/11, Steve, appreciate your call. Think about this. 9/11, we got lied into 9/11, right? We, the American people. They knew damn well there wasn't a connection between Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. They knew damn well. And they used the conduit, and they lied us into that war. They used New York Times' Judith Miller to put false information out there. And they basically lied us into a war. And then we killed
mass destruction.
500,000 people. Our retribution over 9/11. And the whole world supported us. George W. Bush had the highest polling ratings ever of any presidency in Pew. Because the world came and supported and had our backs. And we squandered all that as a nation. Because we started a war under false pretense against the people that had no part in what happened on 9/11. And we killed at least 500,000 Iraqis in retribution for the 3,000 plus Americans that got killed. Well, we're starting to get to this point with the math. 1,700 is not a fair trade for 34,000 and counting dead Gazans, is it? I guess if you're trying to send a message. Or, you know, hide from your own corruption charges. In the case of Bibi Netanyahu. More Devil's Advocates. It's a Friday. We air grievances.